Well, to discuss the story we brought you a bit earlier about the Friends of Syria, or the so-called Friends of Syria, I should say, we're now joined by Mr. Randy Short, who is a human rights activist, joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Short, thanks a lot for joining us now. What exactly are these so-called Friends of Syria after? I mean, are they really concerned about the plight of people in Syria?
Of course they're not concerned. If you ask me, the FSA or the Free Syrian Army or whatever, they're a subsidiary of the CIA. Some people call the CIA the cocaine importing agency in terms of its relationship to drugs coming into the United States from Afghanistan and other places. They're there to destroy a strong, secular Muslim society that has shown itself a leader to fighting against the excesses of Zionism. As well, they want to punish the people of Syria who quietly helped resist the American invasion of Iraq, and as well have preserved Lebanon, preventing it from becoming a colony of Israel. This is a crime of the Assad dynasty that can't be forgiven, is that they dare to want to have their own path, their own chart. And the FSA and the others are there to hide behind a Saudi Arabian Wahhabi Islam, which is basically working with Zionism and European and American imperialism, racism, and Islamophobia in the world. They want to destroy Syria. It's obvious. They don't care anything for the people. And most of the fighters, 95% according to German intelligence, aren't even Syrian. So, I mean, how can people who come into a country and rape and destroy infrastructure and kill children and desecrate masjids and profane the Muhammad, peace be upon him, the prophet, and kill imams, how can they really be for anything other than covert Zionistic attack on the people of Syria?
Mr. Short, I'd like to pick up on your mention of Israel there. You know, none of these so-called Friends of Syria have any problems with Israel, really. And indeed, some of them are allies and supporters of Tel Aviv. So what then is the role of Israel in this war on Syria?
Of course. To throw rocks and hide their hands. To do things like have a role in assassination of leaders in other countries and try to attribute it to a third source. Black flag operations seem to, or false flag operations seem to be the hallmark of not just Israel, but the United States and Europe, the European Union with Operation Gladio, or for that matter, many people here suspect 9/11 and somehow is some sort of false flag operation. And so there's a false flag that people care about the freedom of Syrian people. If they did, they wouldn't be killing them, executing people and mocking their bodies on YouTube. I can't even watch it. How can such people care about Syrians? And caring about Syrians, you can't just care about the Sunni majority. You have to think about the Bedouin, the Shia, the Kurds, the Christians. I mean, Syria is a complex society. You can't really care about a nation and only like some of the people. That's the problem we have in the United States, as you know. I'm an expert on that.
All right, indeed. Well, we'll have to leave it there for now. And of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Randy Short speaking to us live from Washington.